It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage powered by Allen Electric Residential Services. Our full News Radio 840 WHAS Derby crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, here are your hosts for Derby Day, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
Well, good morning from Churchill Downs. Tony Cruz, Paul Rogers, Jody Demling, and a cast of a few more. We've got a great day, of course, coming for all of you, and we're so glad that you're going to make us a part of your morning. So let's start out with my cohort there in crime, Paul Rogers, Jody Demling. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Tony. Yesterday was so much fun, we just wanted to come out and sit all day in this weather again.
Yeah, Tony, it's, well, it's raining right now. I know that's going to shock you, but it's... It's not a lot of people out here. The first race is coming up. But, hey, the weather's going to clear up, right?
Yes, it's supposed to. At least a little bit of a chance. More isolated showers they're calling for it this afternoon. So it looks like we're going to have a better day than we did yesterday. I wonder if Tony Bonetti's making mud pies. Can we find out right now? Bonetti, what's up?
All right. I find so far the prettiest group of girls in the infield so far. What? Okay. You've got your mint julep in hand and you're ready to go, right?
Yes.
And who am I talking to?
Mia.
Mia and?
Jamie.
All right.
Alexis. Amy.
All right. So are we college friends or what are we? Well, how do y'all know each other?
Horse riding friends.
Oh, you're right. Oh, so you're at the Mecca, right? You're at Churchill Downs.
We're barrel racers.
Oh, you're barrel racers. Oh, your hotness went up two more points.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Why do you have a sash on? What's the deal?
It's our bachelorette party.
Oh, my gosh. Darn it. Sorry, everybody. Oh, you all are ready.
She's the bride.
These three here are open, ready to go?
Yes,
I mean, not. I mean, I don't want it to make it sound like that. But, okay, so give me a horse for the Derby.
I'm for Gunnavera.
You got a reason or no?
I just like his story. And then Patch, obviously, because... You
the
know.
One-out horse.
Yes. Yeah.
Your name is going to be Peacock, or your last name, and he's from Peacock Stable.
Your last name's going to be Peacock? So what's your first name again?
Mia.
Mia Peacock. I like it. And out of the gate comes Mia Peacock. I love it. All right, girls, have a good time. Happy Derby 143. All right, in the news radio, 840 WHAS, Derby 143.
Let's see what Terry Waters is up to now. Terry, good morning. Or afternoon.
So when you wake up on Derby morning and it's a nasty, sloppy day after, I don't know, 28 of them in a row, you know, Noah's building an ark, the animals are gathering up in twos, a guy named...
Dennis
wakes up and he says, I think I'm going to wear a white jacket.
It seemed appropriate at the time.
And a white hat.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis. I like your courage, man.
Hey, I had to have some courage to do this. But my three ladies here helped out, though.
Now, you guys aren't in the real infield. You're just walking through the infield to go to some fancy rich people's seats.
You know, it would appear that way, but we are general admission people.
Oh, my God, Dennis!
I know, exactly. We really dress up for general admission.
All right, let me meet your friends. What's your name?
Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, how are you? You travel a long way?
From New York City.
Did Dennis lie to you? Ronnie, come to the Derby. I'll have you sitting next to George Clooney.
He actually told me I'd be sitting next to Terry.
Oh, way to play it, Ronnie. Listen, have a great day. Tough it out, everybody. And Dennis, I want to see you about, I don't know, 5:30 this afternoon, see how you're looking.
The aftermath, all right.
I say the over-under is that you will be rolling in mud.
Attaboy.
In the infield, toughing it out with Dennis and his ladies. I'm Terry Miners for Derby 143.
Let's go over to Nick Coffey, see what's up. Nick, good afternoon.
All right, we're talking here with Skip Kopnik. He has got the best hat I've seen so far today. This is my second straight day here at the track. For those listening, describe what I'm looking at on top of your head.
It's a hard hat, a construction hat, and it's got a motor on the top that has two horses that are running around in a circle, and it's battery powered.
It's entertaining to say the least. Now, is this the first year you've wore this to the Derby?
I've worn a series of hats for about the last 15 years, and they've all had the motor that powers the horses around.
So each year you kind of go back to the drawing board and get a little more creative?
We try. You know, this one's close to what last year's was. We freshen it up a little bit, but basically it's the same program.
Skip, where are you from?
From Wyoming, Michigan.
Now, how many Derbies have you been to total?
This is my 41st consecutive Derby.
Now, leading up to this year's Derby, we knew for a while the weather was going to be bad. Did you maybe think about maybe not coming considering the weather looked so bad, or was it a no-brainer?
My wife and I have been Derby enthusiasts for a long time. We're coming come hell or high water. We've been here when it snowed before. So,
who do you have winning the Derby this year?
Irish war cry.
That's what I got, too. Thanks for the time, Skip.
Thank you.
I'm Nick Coffey for News Radio 840 WHAS.
Corey Calhoun's going to be talking to the guy that's going to be singing our national anthem, Harry Connick Jr. Corey from 97.5 WAMZ. What's going on?
You have the tendency to look out at the crowd and be taken by that. But for me, it's all about those words and that beautiful melody and what I'm singing about.
Is there any special twist you're going to be putting in there?
No, I don't like twists.
Okay.
It's a national anthem. I like to sing it like it's supposed to be sung.
Safe to say this is an honor for you today?
Oh, it's a great honor. Yeah, for sure.
Now, if you were to have a horse in the race, do you have any name that comes to mind?
I'd call him Harry Connick Jr. Jr.
And what number would he be?
Number four,
okay.
Yeah, I like that.
And that is Harry Connick Jr. performing the national anthem later today at the Derby. And I'm Corey Calhoun on the red carpet with News Radio 840 WHAS.
Howie Lindsay also in the backside of Churchill Downs. Howie, what's going on?
Every now and then you see things on the backside that you just don't see everywhere else. I see ladies holding drinks, and they've all got flowers and feathers. And what are you carrying there?
A frilly chili.
Frilly chili?
Yes.
Where did you come up with frilly? Who came up with frilly chilies? Those are hilarious.
Amy Hoffman.
Amy Hoffman came up. Where is? She's not here right now. All right, but you all are carrying frilly chilies. It's essentially a koozie that's dressed up like a derby hat, impersonating a derby hat. All right, who do I have here? What's your name?
I'm Darlene. Joan Beale.
Dawn.
Sheila Marcelino.
Angela Dunn.
Very good. Who's got their derby pick? Who's willing to step forward and say, "I got a horse"?
Hatch.
Hatch. Is it the one-eye thing? Everybody's going for the one-eye thing.
Sorry. I'm a diehard for the one-eyed horse.
Do you also rescue pound puppies and that kind of thing? You got a heart for...
Yes, if my husband would let me, I would.
Has anybody else got a pick?
Well, I've got three. My 11-year-old sat on the toilet for about an hour last night coming up with his picks.
That's my thinking spot as well.
And he has Gormley, Classic Empire, and Hence.
Hence is the buzz horse back here. Gormley I like as well. Well, this is great. Well, you all have a great time.
Thank you.
Yes. Have fun at Derby. All right. Happy Derby. I'm Howie Lindsay, News Radio 84 WHAS.
Leland Conway, of course, part of our 9 to noon team weekdays, and he has our latest report somewhere amongst the throng of thousands, Leland.
We came out to the infield and decided to stay because it's where all the fun is at, and I have met a very interesting fellow. You may have heard of him before, Colonel Sanders. This is a beautiful suit you have on, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Somehow or another, Colonel Sanders, with a mint julep in his hand, walking through a muddy infield, is just perfect. It is so Kentucky.
Well, you know, what else would Colonel Sanders drink in a time like this? You know, I don't let the weather stop me from a beautiful race like going on right now, so... I do declare that this is the perfect suit and the perfect drink for the perfect race.
So let it be said, so let it be done. All right, so what's the inspiration? Obviously, dressing a little Colonel Sanders is perfect for the Derby, one of the best get-ups I've seen. Where'd you come up with the idea?
Well, I'm from Chicago, and I've always thought, hey, I always want to go to Kentucky Derby, and I always want to be a Southern Gentile. I
was like, Southern Gentile?
Yes. And I was like, what is a Southern Gentile? And I was like... Colonel Sanders? There's nobody more Southern Gentile than Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, very gentle. And all right, well, good luck to you. Great suit. We appreciate your time. Enjoy that mint julep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Back to you guys. I'm Leland Conway in the infield on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Amy Nick is with one of Kentucky's own when it comes to racing, Ben Rhodes. We're talking about car racing now. Amy?
Who dressed you today? This beautiful girl dressed you?
She did. She did a great job, I think. She kind of headed up the front for the fashion side of things, and... Thank goodness, because I'm not very good at picking this stuff out. When it comes to racing, everybody else picks out my racing suit for me.
Now, if you had a horse in the Derby, what would you name it?
You know, that's tough. I've thought about that. I don't know how they get so clever with names. We try to name our trucks, our NASCAR stuff, and I can't come up with names. I leave that to my crew chief. He's hilarious.
And what is your beautiful date's name?
So this is Caitlin. We've been dating now for 3 years, and... She's just amazing. I'm so fortunate to have her out here.
That was Ben Rhodes, and I'm Amy Nick on the red carpet with News Radio 840 WHAS.
Kobe from 98.9 Radio Now is up there on the red carpet. What's up, Kobe?
Thanks, guys. Kobe and Rucker, we're hanging out with the peoples, and we got a local artist, Justin Lee. What's up, dude?
What's happening?
You enjoying the Derby so far?
Oh, man, we out here partying. We just having a good old time, man.
Now, last night you went to a party, and you saw who?
I seen Tom Brady.
I may have happened to be at the party with you.
Yeah, we see Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo. We seen all the BBN Wildcats. Everybody was there.
It was a good look. So what's the best part about the Derby for you?
I seen Tom Brady, and I just happened to be more handsome than he was.
Ruck.
Yo, man, I got to find a program. I need to figure out who I'm betting on.
I know, I need a program. There's a couple, there's a, like a one more race before the big race. Your brother here has a program. Who are you picking to win it all in the big race?
State of Honor. State of Honor. That's my horse.
Are you going there? How do you pick horses? Do you go on odds? Do you go on the coolest name? Like, I like Patch because he's got one eye. That's gangster to me. I like that. So I feel like if you got one eye, you've been through it, and you may shock the world. And he's a 20-1 favorite, so I'm trying to get paid.
Well, State of Honor's got four legs. We're going to go with him today.
We're hanging out with the people, of course. The big race is coming up shortly, the 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby. It's Kobe and Rucker for News Radio 840 WHAS.
All right, fellas, thanks so much. Jody Denley, give me those top three. What you got?
Well, I'm sticking with it. Always Dreaming Irish War Cry and Hence in my top three, Tony.
All right, looking forward to a fantastic Derby. Sun's out at Churchill Downs. I don't know, Paul. Maybe it'll wind up being fast when it's all said and done. It's a possibility, isn't it?
No. But it is sunny right now, and it looks good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management staff and horsemen of Churchill Downs proudly present the 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby, presented by Yum Brands. Please rise as the University of Louisville Choir and Marching Band lead us in My Old Kentucky Home.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. It was a great start for Always Dreaming, and something went wrong with Thundersnow right away. Thundersnow is having trouble in the early stages here. Always Dreaming's going out to the lead with State of Honor. And then on the outside is Battle of Midway. Down toward the inside comes Fast and Accurate. Will be fourth early on as they race by us for the first time. But Kraken has been unleashed on the far outside, and Classic Empire is beginning his charge, and he's coming wide as they turn for home. And it is Always Dreaming in front. Always Dreaming with Battle of Midway a length and a half behind as they come into the final furlong. Looking at Lee is making a bid now through on the inside up into second. Always Dreaming with a 2.5 length lead at 16th to go. Looking at Lee is second. Then comes Battle of Midway, Classic Empire. They're coming to the line, and the dream comes true. Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby.